LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for Better Schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way,
hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Election Day Tuesday, November 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Kind of interesting. Every polling place in Antrim County, 15 townships, 5 villages, the Democrats have set up signs and trailers and all kinds of things asking people to write in Cheryl Guy for county clerk. Every photograph that's been sent to my phone this morning, nobody's been talking to these people. They're just standing out in the rain. God bless them. Bless their hearts. From what we're hearing, early voting, 9 days early voting, absentee voting, people voting in person so far. It's going to be a very interesting race here in Antrim County. Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State Democrat, and her super PAC providing money to Cheryl Guy, the former quote-unquote Republican, in air quotes, now running as a independent, she claims, but yet she says she's voting for Kamala Harris. Every private property sign that they paid for to put these right in Cheryl Guy for county clerk signs in are up with Harris wall signs and Elisa Slotkin signs for the U.S. Senate. Democrats fully on board with this effort. So let's see how they do. Let's see how the Republicans do in showing up voting for the only candidate on the ballot, my wife, Victoria Bishop. Antrim County Clerk, vote for no more than one. Victoria Bishop's name is there. Let's see how well they do in the write-in campaign. At this point, folks, it's in God's hands. We have done everything we could do to put up a win in the primary election on August 6th. We thought it was over. Democrats were not running a candidate against Vicky. She was going to be the next clerk. 2 days later, Cheryl Guy announces a write-in campaign. Why? Because she doesn't like me. She doesn't like Vicky. News interviews, she claims that Vicky's an election denier. She's not an election denier. What she said was on her campaign slogan, I know because I wrote it, printed up the yard signs, the 4x4s, the brochures, the business cards, simply restore election integrity in Antrim County. We're sick and tired of being in the headlines. We're sick and tired of the incompetency of this current clerk. It's time for change. And that's what we ran on. That's what we won the primary on. Well, she didn't like that. So now her and the Democrats and a few Republicans chose to do the write-in campaign against us. We'll see how it turns out. Cliff Tellini, Guy is no Republican. You know what's really interesting about that statement? Cliff, your Democrat clerk Anne Marie, she came to Bel Air after the 2020 debacle when they were doing a rally of support for Cheryl Guy at Bel Air. I was there. Your Democrat county clerk, Anne Marie, was there too. The Democrat clerk from Flint, Genesee County, he was there. And the Democrat communist, former state representative, Byram, the clerk from Ingham County, she was there. Three well-known Democrat county clerks came to support Republican Cheryl Guy in the parking lot of the county building back in 2020. Well, actually, it was 2021, the spring, after they covered up her mistakes, explained them off as human errors. The stories were out there. Yeah, it was amazing. Dave Ajima, your wife will win. From your lips to God's ears. Because I got to tell you, these people are rabid. I got reports yesterday morning, phones started blowing up, damaging all of our signs with Vote Republican and Donald Trump signs. They spray painted them. They cut them down. They damaged them everywhere. You know what? I did not bother to go and fix and repair any of them. I was down in Elk Rapids. We did a flag waving rally. Rob Bargy brought this 16-foot 2x4 with a big Trump flag that we propped up with a stake behind the cargo trailer. We had yard signs up and down the MDOT parking lot. People were driving by honking their horns. We were there past dark last night in the rain. Well, the Democrats got there late. We got there about 2 o'clock to set up, start putting the signs out. People started showing up to help us. Well, the Democrats came and said, hey, this is our spot. We've been doing rallies here for weeks. I went, it's not your spot. This is an MDOT parking lot paid for by the taxpayers. We're here. You're late. Go down the street. They lost their minds. Well, you guys are standing out in the road. You can't do that. Excuse me. Do you see that white line right there? The edge of the road? If bicycles can ride their bikes on that white line, we can be standing 4 feet on the paved shoulder. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Get out of here. You know what they did? It was comical. They went down to the Chamber of Commerce office, which is nonpartisan, and the women at the Chamber of Commerce allowed the Harris people, the write-in Cheryl Guy people, the Elisa Slotkin people, to do their flag-waving, sign-waving rally on their property. We had already talked to the Chamber of Commerce before we set up at the MDOT property. They told us, sorry, no, we can't allow any partisan politics type of rallies on our property. But they allowed the Democrats to do it after we took their spot. After I talked to the woman, the director of the Chamber of Commerce, I drove Vicky's Yukon and the cargo trailer right off the road, right onto the MDOT parking lot grass. Not in the pavement, the grass. Went right off the road. Left her cargo trailer with their big 4x4s on it, about 6-8 feet off the shoulder. And we started putting up the yard signs, putting up the big Trump flag. And man, the Democrats lost their mind. It was so much fun. Started getting dark out about 5:30. Sunset was 5:24. All the volunteers and people said to me, well, Randy, it's dark. Are we getting ready to go? I looked down the street. Nope. We're not leaving until the Democrats leave the Chamber of Commerce. So actually about 5:45, they all packed it in, start driving away in their cars. When the last car left the Chamber of Commerce's parking lot, we then packed up our signs and called it a night. Came home and tried to dry out. But yeah, that's what we did. The campaigning is over. The signs, whatever ones are left standing, are there. The mailers have been done. The newspaper ads have been ran. The text message, oh, they even lost their minds over the text message the company we used to send them out on Sunday. They sent a photograph of Vicky's campaign flyer along with this text alert. And they were claiming on social media, on Facebook, that it was illegal for her campaign to do that. That they didn't have permission to send text messages to their phones. These people are such idiots. All you have to do is at the bottom put stop, S-T-O-P, to end. If you don't want to get those messages anymore from that particular sender, that's all you have to do. How many of us have gotten text messages from campaigns? We don't even know who the heck these people are. At the bottom, stop to end is the only legal requirement on text messages. Dave, I'll forward you the text message our company sent out on Sunday. And I gave them instructions. I told them to send the text message right before the start of the Lions game on Sunday. One of the things you have to look at, folks, is tactics, behavior. Which side has been stealing signs? Which side has been destroying signs? Which side has been spray painting signs? Which side has absolutely not only stolen the signs, but stolen the T-posts, the lights, the solar panel powered lights we put on Vicky's signs? They're all gone. Her signs are in darkness now. Well, it's over. Now it's time to get out the vote. Call your friends. Check on your neighbors. Use the 10xvotes.com website and see what you can do to get maybe 5 or 10 extra votes out today. If we all do this, it could impact races. There's been a couple of election folks up here in northern Michigan. Less than 5 votes was the difference. Brett Gooding's a perfect example. He won county commissioner by 2 votes. Thank God him and Tammy voted for him. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Caleb from Elk Rapids might want to let someone know that Cheryl Guy has a sign up with supporters directly outside the Milton Township polling location, much closer than the 100-foot rule. I will definitely put a call in to the township clerk and make sure they move back. Chip in Sheboygan just got back from voting with a neighbor. Good job. Greatly appreciate that. Let's see. Mike, that's not on topic to our conversation right now. Let's see. Lyndon up in St. Ignace. Personal attacks prove how near to the target you are. You know, Dave Ageum has been saying that for years. You never take any flack, Randy, until you're over the target. Definitely have learned that from him. And the thing of it is that people need to understand that this politics game is dirty. It's nasty. It becomes personal for some of these people. They lose their minds when they see signs up in support of candidates that they oppose. But you see, we don't steal signs. We don't damage signs. We don't do that, especially when it's on private property. We get phone calls, private property owners, I'm supporting your wife for county clerk. Please come and put a big sign on my property on 31, on 131, on M68, or M88, excuse me. I'm so used to Onaway. One of the things you have to understand, this is personal property. People pay property taxes for their property, and they support your candidate. They want the signs. And these people feel that they're entitled to destroy. Well, we'll see. We'll see where it all ends up. The rain's coming down. It's gray and ucky out. At least, thank God, the wind's not blowing. I'll be voting right after the show. We'll be heading out to Mancelona Township. That's the biggest populated, most populated township and village in Antrim. I'll be parking her cargo trailer out there with the signs, waving to the people as they go into the polling places. It's in God's hands. It's over. We're done. At this point, like Donald Trump said last night, this is my last rally. I love you all. It's done. Now it's up to the people. And yes, absolutely. Grab a friend, grab a neighbor, Let's see. I can't believe I'm still getting these text messages for donations. Man, when will these stop? And these area codes, I don't even know where the heck they got my number. 404? Don't even know where that is. Anyway, one of the things that we have going on here, folks, is the process. The process that these people are carrying out, they'll be exposed. The results will come in. We will see if we're able to prevail. And honestly, the way I look at it, Dave, if it is in fact proven that Jocelyn Benson's Super PAC spent $100,000 for Cheryl Guy's writing campaign and Vicky wins tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, when they do the canvas, well, at least that's $100,000 Jocelyn Benson could not have used on other races. Complete waste of money that she couldn't use in other races downstate. Yeah, that's okay. She's got so much money in her super PAC, she probably doesn't even care. $100,000 to her is nothing. So it will be what it will be. One last text message. Randy, how do I access that website again? 10xvotes.com. Sign up for it. You will then be able to access the database. Search for people on your street. People that live on your road. So definitely need to tell people this information throughout this day. Polls don't close, folks. We've got, 9 hours and 4 minutes. 8 p.m. here on Tuesday night. And for those of you listening to the show tomorrow at 6 to 9, I apologize. Jeff, I'll be giving you a call here at the top of the break. We'll add you into the show, and hopefully you have a good cell signal and you can be part of it. Give us a field report from that Trump rally in Grand Rapids last night. Okay, last text message here before the break. Penny up in St. Ignace. I was the 750th voter in Mackinac County. Wow. In-person turnout is huge. Good number. Congratulations. Okay, I think that's it. Oh, yeah, I just got a text. Milton Township has Cheryl Guy supporters closer than 100 feet to the door. You might want to give the clerk a call. Very good. I will definitely do that. Thanks for the heads up, Caleb. Field Report with Captain Jeff in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District.